Questions? Paxton, just, you know, how'd you take the news that Trevor would be the starter?
Well, obviously I was very disappointed. You know, I gave everything I had to go out there and win the job, but at the end of the day, the coaches made a decision, and now I'm at the point where I'm at, and I just got to prepare and be ready because, you know, a lot of guys in this league are always one play away from getting in, so that's how I'm going to prepare.
Was this any surprise to you? Did you think you were going to get it, or did you see it coming?
Well, obviously I believe in myself to be the starter, but, you know, the coaches made a decision, and that's what we're going with.
Paxton, how do you approach it from here to sort of get yourself in a position to change the outcome?
The same way I've been doing it, just preparing to play, doing whatever the team needs me to do to win, and you know, back up Trevor and give him my full support and support everybody else on the team.
Did you feel like you were making strides toward this job, though, especially this past week? It looked like, again, you were starting to gain some momentum, and maybe that would be kind of the hard part of this is you ran out of time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very happy with how I handle myself through this whole process and how I'm progressing as a player. I'm making right strides. I'm heading in the right direction, so I'm very excited about that. But, and you know, I'm going to keep working to be the best player I can be, and whenever my number's called, I'm going to be ready to play.
Paxton, there was a moment in the game the other night where the camera caught you and Trevor just having the biggest laugh about something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you people understand that you guys can make it work no matter how it's going to go?
Yeah, I mean, in this business, obviously, y'all are competing against each other for a job. But at the end of the day, y'all see each other more than you see anybody else. So you spend time with these coaches, you spend time with these players more than you spend time with your own family, your own friends. So I think it's important to have a relationship with them, not just on the football field, but outside of it. And I just, you know, want it to be known that, you know, I'm here to help Trevor and, you know, help everybody else and doing what we need to do to win ball games.
Is it tougher for you being a first-round pick? Going back to that, I mean, there's more expectations on you that the expectations were for you to win the job, mm-hmm. I think, because you're a first-round pick. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I mean, I have expectations for myself, too. And one of those expectations was to come out here and be the starter and do everything I can to be the starter. And, you know, I can hang my hat on that, you know, I came in here every day and put in extra work to give myself the opportunity. But at the end of the day, the coaches made a decision, and I respect their decision, and I'm going to stand by them.
Time for two more, guys. What's next, and what do you need to do, in your mind, after going through this to take that next step?
I'm not sure specifically what I need to do, but, you know, I'm going to take every rep that I get, obviously, and value it even more at this point. But I just really want to continue to get better and not, you know, sit around and pout and be upset about this because that's not going to make anything better. So I just want to come in day in and day out and just continue to get better.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.